I was kind of surprised at that study in terms of the combination of those two agents in view of the notable lack of success in colon cancer.
Correct. In fact, it hasn't yet been reported. It will be at the upcoming Chicago meeting, but SWOG actually piloted the combination of chemo, bevacizumab, and cetuximab. It's been piloted in SWOG in a phase 2 trial, and the results haven't been presented, so I have to keep my mouth shut. But when it's presented in Chicago, you will see that the results gave us the highest median survival we've seen in this population in SWOG. So in this phase 2 of this 4-drug regimen in a pilot phase 2, we did not see any antagonism between the 4 agents as was seen in colorectal carcinoma. So I think what we're trying to say here is probably colon cancer is not the same as lung cancer. And in fact, one line of research that sort of helps bolster this is RAS mutations. In colorectal cancer, everybody knows that RAS mutations predict little benefit from cetuximab, while wild-type tumors probably will benefit from the drug. Well, in lung cancer, that actually hasn't been quite shown yet. Some preliminary data done in SWOG doesn't seem to show any, looking at KRAS mutations and cetuximab in SWOG, it doesn't seem to show the same downside that was seen in colon cancer. So there's some talk about the fact that all KRAS mutations are not equal, that the KRAS mutants in colon cancer are different from what we see in lung. And there's some precedence to that. For example, c-KIT mutations, right, in GI stromal tumors. These tumors respond wonderfully to imatinib. But in small cell lung cancer, which has a lot of c-KIT and c-KIT mutations and all that jazz, the use of imatinib is of very little efficacy. It's because the same mutations that you see in GIST don't exist in small cell, even though it's the same gene, c-KIT. So there's more to the story, and I think it just needs to unfold, and we need to do more research on the role of KRAS in predicting outcome to cetuximab therapy in lung cancer. That's still a long ways going.